FM.
Okay, so some friends of mine, they decided to go for a European holiday.
Oh.
So they're going to fly to London. And they're very excited about the upcoming holiday. And, you know, it's been a tough few years. And they thought, absolutely. You know what? Let's spoil ourselves.
Treat ourselves.
Let's fly business class.
Whoa. Okay.
But it's a big, big trip. Business, why not? But here's, they said, but, you know, it's getting expensive with three kids.
Oh,
so why don't we put the three kids in economy and hire a nanny?
Okay.
To fly with them in economy.
Which is cheaper than flying them in business.
Which is cheaper than bringing three kids up to business.
You and less annoying.
And you get a nanny to look after the three kids. Wow. Then you can enjoy your business class flight since you're paying all that money for it.
Mm.
So they decide to do that, right? Anyway, so the nanny and the three kids are sitting on, you know, in the bigger planes, there's a middle bit of four,
yes.
The centre seat of four. So there's a nanny with the three kids in that centre bit of four. They are up in business class. And they're like, this is like the best idea ever. We've nailed it. They're high-fiving each other. Mm-hmm. And we've got, this is 23 hours of bliss ahead of us.
Kids will be telling their therapist about this.
Yeah. As we can just put our feet up and relax.
Yeah.
Anyway, flight takes off. They get 1 hour into the flight. Mm-hmm. The nanny appears in business class.
Ooh.
And they go, oh, hello.
Exactly.
And they go, oh, what's everything okay? What's up? And the nanny says, I quit. She resigned 1 hour into whatever it is, 24 hours in transit. And they're like, what are you talking about? She goes, I quit. But they're like, you can't quit.
We've paid for your flight
and we're not going to pay you any. She goes, yeah, that's fine. And then she goes back to her seat, right, where sits next to the kids, puts her headphones on. Orders a drink, starts watching a movie, and just ignores the kids.
So into the wound, she was watching the nanny.
What the hell?
So she just sits there and just almost like the kids don't even exist. And now she's having a drink, watching a movie.
That's terrible.
And they're going, well, what do we do? Because now they're all of a sudden, now that she's quit, they're all of a sudden unaccompanied minors.
Their recruitment process must not have been very thorough.
<No. laughs> Yeah. They reckon it's because she was English. They reckon it's a scam. They've been scammed.
She just wanted the ticket.
She's just signed up for a free flight home and then waited for an hour into the flight and quit the job, right? So they have to go back. So their choice is one of them has to be back with the kids now. Mm-hmm. So their options are, they move the nanny to business class and one of them takes a seat.
No.
They're so angry with the nanny,
they
can't bring themselves to do that.
Yeah.
So they ask the people on the aisle seat of the row next to them.
Would you like business?
Do you want to sit in business class?
Hell yeah.
And the first person says, absolutely. They move that one person to business class. They get the nanny to move over the aisle into that seat. And then one of them, and they swap during the flight.
God, it's like a game of chess.
And then one of them sits with the kids during the flight. While the nanny's just literally an aisle across the aisle away going, yeah, whatever. I'm enjoying some drinks. Thanks for the flight home.
Throwing some salted nuts at her, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So that did not quite work out as planned. But where we want to take this morning, give us a call on 13 10 60. Did you resign from your job mid-shift? Adriana in Blakeview, what happened?
So it wasn't me as such. It was my best friend.
What happened?
She was getting a talking to at the time by the boss.
Mm.
And she didn't like what he had to say, so took her shirt off, threw it at him, and told him he's a prick to work for.
Wow.
See, what a I just feel like it would be a joy to quit mid-shift.
Yeah, and I never thought about taking my shirt off when I quit.
Reminds me of that scene when Mr. G quits in...
The drama teacher.
Oh, the drama teacher. Summer Heights High.
Yeah.
Summer Good Heights get High. Back.
There was one last year. Remember a guy got on a speaker at some massive store in the States.
Yeah. Yes.
And he announced over the loudspeaker that he was quitting and then he just threw all these people under the bus who he works with. Oh, Alicia in Lindock, did you quit mid-shift?
I certainly did. I worked at a pate factory.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Watching the process and how everything was put through the machine and what goes in the machine, and of course it is all awful. And watching it just spray up all over the walls.
Oh, no.
And it actually forms a grit. And then being told that most of the shift is scrubbing all the walls and the floors and the ceiling. And it was cold. I looked and I went, nope.
I'm out.
I'm out of here. And that's exactly what I said. And I left.
All right. How long did you last, Alicia?
I lasted 3 hours out of 9.
Oh, okay.
Good for you.
Did you get paid for that 3 hours, or are you just donating that as work experience?
No, I was actually getting paid to do it.
Okay. All right. Well done, Alicia.
Thank you, Alicia.
I think it'd be empowering leaving mid-shift. I'm going to hang around to the end. Here, guys.
When you leave, though, don't you reckon you just grab some pate? Like, surely you take some pate home.
I don't think I've seen that process, no.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
They say that imitation is the greatest form of flattery, and I've woken up this morning to a fake Instagram account made up in my name.
Oh,
and you know how I know it's fake, or anyone who knows me would know it's fake? In the bio it says I'm a peaceful and happy woman.
Oh, no.
What a bunch of idiots.
I saw that this morning. You know the other dead giveaway? That Instagram account's following other people.
Did they follow you? Did they give you a cheeky follow this morning? And there's a caption of me with my kids. Happy family, blessed by God, grateful to the source that made life, my beautiful angel smiling.
How many followers have they got?
59.
The other giveaway is that it mentions James and quotes the Bible. It's got James 1:17. I'm going to look that up and see what James 1:17 says.
Oh, I've got to report this woman. But this is quite amusing. Maybe I'll just let her go and see how she captions my life in a positive manner.
It's a bit of fun. She clearly doesn't listen to this show.
You know, there are so many scams out there at the moment online.
It's actually not funny because she's ripping people off. She's a binary traitor.
But she seems hardworking, so I've got to give her that. She's up early. Hey, you do have to warn all of your oldies in your life and everyone, you know, never give your bank details out to anyone online.
No.
Gosh.
Oh, she's very good looking.
That's you, Beck.
Next thing you scam yourself.
You start giving her money.
Where are Rebecca? Invest everything in Bitcoin. Oh,
that would be the greatest thing ever if you got ripped off by your own fake account.
Just because she throws you a few compliments, you're worse.
Oh, she seems nice.
Yeah, just what is it again? So people need to avoid it. What is it?
Oh gosh, it's Rebecca 18359.
Get that Adelaide feeling
with Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Right now, let's launch this.
You're the greatest in town.
Bet, Cozzy and Limo are looking for Adelaide's greatest.
Yeah, sitting around the pub or the cafe or around a barbecue at home, the debate is always raging in South Australia about where are the greatest places to be in South Australia. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everyone says, oh, the best Euros in town are. The best place for a Palmy Snitzel is.
Best place to get a wax.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Best place to get your hair done.
Oh, gosh, yes. So we are launching Adelaide's Greatest Awards. We've got a whole bunch of categories at safm.com.au. The people of South Australia will decide who are the greatest businesses in South Australia.
And how good's this? The businesses that win in each category get a $10,000 advertising package to advertise here on SAFM, which will do a lot to boost their business.
Yeah.
And you could win $2,000 just for voting as well. So now the categories.
Let's run through them.
There are five categories here.
Okay.
First up, we've got cafe or restaurant. Or can I nominate one there?
Yeah,
early?
Go on.
Can I go? The Macca's on West Terrace. Is that called? No. La Trattoria.
Oh, La Trat.
Yeah. On King William. I took Kel had never been there before.
What an institution.
I took her and Lad there for dinner the other night. That is just, I love that restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Three generations, I think it is now. And just classic old school service, old school food. I love it. Okay. So cafe restaurant is one category. Yep. Hair and beauty service.
You'll be sitting that category out.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Category number three, bar, pub or club.
I'll take it from here.
Any nominations?
Let me throw this one at you. The Flinders Rest Hotel. It's just near Port Pirie, and at the moment they've got a 1.2 kilo schnitzel challenge there that is off the charts, and their beer garden is exceptional.
How did you go with your 1.2 kilo schnitzel?
Oh, nah, mate. I got three other people to do it.
It's still in his colon.
Category number four, takeaway food.
Like stunned mullet at Henley Beach.
There we go.
Best fish and chips in town.
And category number five, gym or fitness service.
Cos, so, you got one nomination for that one?
No. What is it, Jim? Is that J-I-M?
Yeah. So if you want to vote, hopefully the business you want to vote for fits under one of those five categories. Give it a nod. And as Beck said, the business could win itself a $10,000 advertising package. Yep. And you, just for voting, could win yourself $2,000.
All right, so the categories are all online. Head to safm.com.au right now. Choose a category. Make your vote as we find Adelaide's greatest local businesses or service. Yes. For Beck, Cossie and Limo's Adelaide's greatest. Once again, safm.com.au. $2,000 could be yours. Yes. They could get 10K in advertising. Oh,
and vote as many times as you want. Absolutely. Vote early, vote often, as they say.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Beck, Cossie and Limo for breakfast.
Time for our next guest.
Andy Lee. He hosts a show with Hamish Blake about remembering. Get it on Listener Now. Speaking of, Andy wrote a book called Do Not Open This Book, and you can hear it as an audio book exclusively on the Listener app. Now that's a plug. Andy Lee.
Very nice. Andy Lee, good morning, mate.
Oh, that's amazing. Well done. I'm going well.
Shout out to Zach, our audio producer, who puts those wonderful openers together. Hey, mate, 2,500 shows with Hamish, 26,000 segments.
Oh, wow.
Pretty tough to remember all that, which you're doing on the Remembering Project. Who has the better memory out of you and Hamish?
Neither of us. Right. Neither of us. We always remember it more favourably for ourselves than the other person.
Yeah, right. I get it.
And it's frightening. It actually makes me really worried about eyewitnesses for any crime because Hamish and I can't remember anything. And then we go, oh, yeah, I think it was that. And then we listen back with people who don't know the show. We thankfully, our producers, like the great producers of your show, they kept a run sheet for every single show we've done.
Wow.
So we've got 27,000 breaks. Whoa. And they've just got a single sentence describing what was happening. And so we pick out a date at random, and Hamish and I talk about what we might have been talking about on any of those given dates across many years we did radio, and we try to remember what was happening and generally talk more about the behind-the-scenes stuff than what actually went to air.
So for long-time fans of the show, are there any segments that they can look forward to hearing you guys talk about this season?
Oh, well, this, I mean, first episode, I think, was when we tried to sue Rihanna. because, I mean, she came on the show, you know, back when touring artists used to actually come out all the time. She was on the show for her first ever single, SOS. And then she would come back on the show every time she was in town, maybe every kind of couple of years. And we were talking to her, and Hamish, in one year, and Hamish said to her, hey, if you get an idea for a song, do you just ring up Jay-Z and go, you know, ba da ba 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 pum ra ba 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 pum? And we all acknowledge that was a terrible song that Hamish just kind of gave as an example. And she said, that's terrible. And he said, okay, if you ever use the song, we're going to sue you. And then a year later, she brought out a song called Man Down, which people on this station probably remember goes, pa ra pa pum pa ra pa pum pa ra pa pum. So when she was back in the studio, kind of a year after that, we played back both bits, the audio, the original interview, and when we played it to her, and she said, oh, my God, I did steal it.
Right. How did the lawsuit end up there?
Well, the fact that we're in T-shirts and we had ties over the top of us and the fact that she had many, many people outside, a few of them were shocked going, is this going to go any further? No, we said, no, that's fine, Rihanna. We don't really like admin, so we'll be right.
Well, that is Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project, which you can catch on Listener. Now, while you're on Listener, Andy, we can also hear you doing an audio book for Do Not Open This Book. Your kids' series, which I'm dead keen to hear because I obviously know how I read it. I want to see how I align with how the author reads it.
Oh, dear. Okay.
It's not your first time, though, reading kids' books. During lockdown, you were reading quite a few kids' books on Instagram, I believe.
Yeah, that's true. I've kind of started with I do a voice. So I do put on a voice for these read-alongs. And and people ask where the voice came from. And it's simply the voice that my nephews like me reading it in.
Aww, that's so cute.
So if you don't like the voice, you don't like my nephew.
So give us a little sneak of it. Can you get into character for us, Andy?
Well, I mean, he's kind of a British. Like, I'm not sure if anyone else reads the book this way, but he kind of goes like, "Oh, you open the book. I assume that was an accident. No problem, accidents happen. You know, I'm not even angry. Please don't turn the page." That's how he sounds.
Oh, you should talk about that just for 24 hours straight. Hey, mate, we just sort of wanted to talk to you about something just quickly before we let you go. We've just launched SAFM's Adelaide's Greatest Awards. Now, you've been to Adelaide a bunch of times. What's your favourite place to eat, drink? Is there anyone that...
It depends on who I go with. If it's with my mates to, you know, the day night cricket or a footy match, we tend to eat anywhere or drink anywhere that will let us in after a big day at the cricket. But if I'm going across with Beck, we like TKW. Is that what it's called? The Rooftop
2KW.
Bar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice. Spent many a night there.
That one's a good one. And then most recently, Asteria Oggi, is that how I pronounce it?
Yeah, good one.
Yeah, the reason why we love that one is it serves so late. So you can finish the day-night test at Adelaide Oval and walk back and they will serve you all. It's exactly what you need after 8 hours of drinking.
Pasta. Good noms.
All right,
All right, buddy. Well, thanks so much for joining us and we'll catch you around the traps.
Cheers, guys.
And you can, of course, catch up with the Remembering Project on the Listener app along with the audiobook of Do Not Open This Book.
Yeah. Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bec, Cozzie and Limo for breakfast.
Hey, guys, making a phone call out of all the people in your lives. Let's start with you, Limo. Who do you love talking to most on the phone?
I've got a couple of friends who I love chatting with because we always just have good... funny, fun conversations.
Male or female? May I ask?
Male, yes.
Rebecca Morse?
Don't think females are funny or entertaining.
Oh, God.
Well, case in point sitting over there. What about you, Morsey?
Exhibit A.
Yeah,
my girlfriends.
Okay.
Because we just talk crap.
What, so what, guys can't funny? Be interesting or fun or funny?
What, men can't talk crap? And then repeat the same stories 9 times, then hang up and call their mother and tell the same stories. Oh, I hate that. Anywho, the University of Instagram has put out a meme.
The University of Instagram. Yeah.
Just trying to give it some sort of cred. About statistics of the average duration of a phone call. If it's a boy to boy, 59 seconds. Mm. Boy to mum, 50 seconds. Boy to dad, 30 seconds. Boy to girl, 1 minute 23.
Okay.
Girl to girl, 5 minutes 29.
Mm.
Husband to wife. 3 seconds. Mum to married daughter, 10 hours, 50 minutes. And wife to husband, 14 missed calls. Which I think is spot on. Like, if I talk to my mates, it's short, sharp and shiny, you know. But Sam will talk on the phone for a very long time.
Although I've got one friend in particular, when I have to really clear the decks when I ring him, because I know... that the phone call was going to go for ages.
So do you delay making that phone call for that reason? Because you need just the right time to make that phone call?
I need the right time. I normally call him. In fact, he was joking to me the other day that every time we speak on the phone, I'm walking the dog.
100%.
Because that's when I've got time to have a full conversation with
I've got mates like that too, and the only time I call him is when I'm driving to the Flinders.
Yeah,
because I've got time to kill. So I'd have a good 15, 20-minute chat to you. No hassles at all.
How often do you speak to your mum?
It's not a counselling session, mate.
Probably twice a week. My mum's funny because I've got a sister and she starts telling us, she goes, "Have I told you this or did I tell your sister?"
Oh,
she doesn't sound like that. Sorry, mum.
How
did I talk to you?
Who's more likely to call? Is your mum more likely to call you or you're more likely?
My mum calls me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because I reckon Kel and her mum would speak 4 or 5 times a day.
A day?
Yeah, a day, yes. Yeah.
What's
or
changed?
About anything.
How funny how when you ring your mum, they always pick up because there's not really much going on. No, it's not. It's just the what stage of their lives.
I feel bad. I feel bad if it takes me 24 hours to return a call to my
mum.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Which took me. Oh, happy Mother's Day, by the way, mum.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bec, Cozzie and Limo for breakfast.
Cast your mind back to having a newborn baby when you're up throughout the night, caring for it.
Yeah.
And then maybe you've got a toddler who has nightmares or wants a glass of water.
Sure. Mm.
And then finally you get to a stage where your kids are sleeping through the night and you go, happy days.
What a joy.
My life is back. Well, I'm here to tell you that my eldest is now 19 and she woke me 4 times in the middle of the night on Saturday night, the night before Mother's Day.
Oh. What was she up to? What was she doing?
So, of course, she's 19, so she's going to the clubs.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't she?
Yeah.
She's going to Fats and, I don't know, the Wolfshed and wherever they go.
Akaba.
And I get nervous when she's out. Because she's told me some pretty nasty stories of stuff that happens in town, and I get worried about her. So I leave my phone on the bedside table, and I don't have it on silent. So Saturday night, 12:17, my phone rings with a mobile phone number I don't know, and I feel sick because I'm like, it's one of her friends. She's got herself in trouble.
Yeah.
I open it, and it's like, answer it. And
was it a letter?
No, she's got one of those old flip phones. That old Nokia flip phone.
Hello, are you ready to speak?
Like, this is your Uber driver. Where are you? And I'm half asleep, so I'm really confused. I'm like, I didn't call an Uber. I'm like, right, Grace is using my Uber.
Don't you hate that?
So he goes, I'm on King William Street. And I sort of go, and I go, do I say this is not my account? Or does that mean that I get less stars? This is what I'm conscious of. I don't want to get a bad rating on my Uber. So I go, hang on a minute. My daughter's using my account. I ring her. Yeah. Where are you? I'm at Guzmani Gomez. Can you ring the Uber driver? No.
Yeah.
No. This is 12:18. I'm fast asleep.
Get Uncle Cozzy a burrito.
So I go back to sleep. It takes me a while to get back to sleep because I'm a bit pissed off.
Oh, hey.
1:51.
Yeah.
Phone rings again. It's the same number, which is clearly the generic Uber number. I'm like, it's 2 hours later. Why is she calling another Uber? So I don't answer it because I know it's an Uber driver.
Yep.
Yeah. So I ring her again at 1:52 on Saturday night. Yes. And I go,
hey, it's now technically Mother's Day, by the way.
She doesn't answer because she knows she's in trouble.
Mama.
So then I send her a text going, why is another Uber driver calling you? Why aren't you home? I assume the last Uber was to bring her home. That Uber was to take her to the club that her boyfriend was at. And this Uber is to get her and her boyfriend home. So she just says, I'm so sorry. And I say, get your own account and get your ass home. So children never stop causing you grief.
Yeah. But it just goes on and on.
Don't have them.
Well, why doesn't she have her own Uber?
Well, exactly.
Yeah. And back when I was her age, I didn't describe Guzmani and Gomez as a club.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
I was in Sydney for a gig. I know, very fancy, for a corporate gig. And I did the gig and I had a little bit of time afterwards. So I caught up with a good friend of mine,
Justin Hamilton.
Another comedian. And we were in a cafe having a coffee. And I was telling him about an issue that I'm having with a separate gig, another corporate gig. And
saying the word corporate.
Well, that's what they are.
Like,
if it was a gig, anyway.
I just do gigs.
No, right, okay.
Is this a corporate gig like your nursing home gig you did last week? Yeah.
See, that's a corporate gig.
That's a corporate gig.
Okay, right, that makes sense.
Anyway, Hamo said to me, hey, why don't you speak to Adam Richard about it? He's had a similar issue with a gig very much like this one. Okay. And I went, oh, okay. Now, Adam Richard is another comedian who he works on Hard Queers and he does a Doctor Who show on the ABC. Now, Adam, I haven't seen him for about 5 years and haven't spoken to him for God knows how long.
Yeah.
Right. But I thought, oh, yeah, all right, but I'll give him a buzz, you know, in the comedy world. We're all sort of mates, you know, so I'll just give him a call. So I finished my catch-up with Hamo. I'm in Sydney. I'm walking down Elizabeth Street in Sydney. I think I ring Adam. I call him. He answers the phone. We start having a chat. I'm asking him a few questions. He's answering, blah, blah, blah. We're having a good little catch-up. And I'm walking down the street. As I'm walking down the street, I hear his voice. He is walking towards me.
Wow.
And I bump into him in the street.
That's so weird.
And I have not seen him for about 5 years. Wow. And the moment I decide to call him,
he was there.
There he is.
He's tracking you.
Yeah.
There he is. Have I got a magic phone? That's what I want.
No, you're like manifesting.
You mean a magic app?
That stuff, I'm all about that. That's a real thing. I will often think of a friend I haven't heard from in years and they'll text me.
And that what is that?
I don't know.
I've always wondered how you become one of your friends that you haven't heard from for years.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
This
hot mess moment.
Oh no.
Sometimes I feel sophisticated and then I remember that I'm an absolute clown.
Okay.
So I was walking from Franklin Street into Rundle Mall to do some shopping last week. It was the day I had that big grey coat on. Like, I was feeling myself. I liked my outfit.
Oh, Limo, and I'll never forget that day.
We call it grey coat day.
I like it. I like how you reference like we would remember. You remember, boys, I was wearing the grey coat with the slacks.
Grey coat Thursday.
Oh, yes, it was. Yes.
And I even had my handbag with me. Yeah. Now, my handbag, and ladies will understand this, my handbag has like a short strap that you can kind of hold on your elbow.
Off when you get old.
And then it has a long strap that you can put across your shoulder, should you choose. On this particular day, I'm walking down King William Street. I've got it crooked over my hand. So the long strap of the handbag is hanging down.
Yeah.
I walk past Chibo, which has outdoor tables. Mm. I'm holding a takeaway coffee in one hand and my handbag's over my arm. Mm. The long strap of the handbag gets caught on the edge of one of the outside tables and it drags along.
It's also awkward because you're not holding a Chibo coffee, am I right? You're holding a competitor's coffee which you just trying to walk past quietly.
So you're trying to set up your own coffee shop down the street. You're just dragging the table with you.
And I was so embarrassed. I disentangled myself and I just left the table where it was in the middle.
It's like, I know, I saw that.
The table. I saw a table at a bus stop and thought, how did that get there?
I saw it on the news that night where all those like Greenpeace guys were cutting the straps to free you.
Yeah. What was the headline to the story? A weird end to Grey Coat Thursday.
It's hot mess moment.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bec, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
It's TV Tuesday. Yep. You heard it.
Okay, here's how it works. John Bleeby is basically the game show host. He plays a little snippet of a theme of a TV song from years gone by, and we have to try to guess it. It's very, very hard.
It's well, Cos has a secret superpower in this area and is currently leading 8. I'm on 3 and Bec has won 2.
This makes no sense.
You haven't watched much television in the last 20 years, but before that it's pretty much all you did.
Yeah.
So,
but I almost feel like somehow I'm cheating, but I don't know it.
No. But you've got a skill. You're just good at it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, just names are your buzzers.
Okay,
here we go.
Come on. Jump in, names are your buzzers. All right, good luck, everybody. Here is your first TV tune.
Cozzy.
Yes, Cozzy.
Married at First Sight.
Yeah, Married at First Sight.
I had to think, I was going to say Saved by the Bell.
What happened, guys? I said be on your game for the first one.
Because we play that every time we speak to a maths person. No.
Well, I was like a nanosecond behind him.
Mm-hmm. All right, one for Cosby. You can win it here, Cosby.
No.
Oh, well. Yeah, here we go.
No.
Good luck.
Beck.
Yes, Beck.
Absolutely fabulous.
Absolutely fabulous.
Well done.
She got one.
Well done.
That was in my wheelhouse.
That's a good show.
Really great show.
There you go.
Eddie and Pats.
Good job.
All right. Job. Okay. Well done. Here we go. Limo, you need to sort of
get this one.
Yes. Because Beck and Cozzy, they can win it here. Okay. Good luck. Here we go.
Cozzy.
Limo.
Yes. Cozzy.
Can you play a little bit more of it?
No! Hell no!
Come on.
Utopia.
No. I've tried to find a theme, because it's the show you were in, but I can't find
a
theme.
For Utopia?
Yeah, I can't find
a theme. There is a theme.
Well, can't find it. all right, would you guys, I'll play it again for you two, just Beck
But Limo buzzed in, so I feel like...
Yeah, I feel like he has to answer.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Can I have forgotten it now? Limo, Love Boat.
Love Boat
is
good. Oh, I would never have got
that one.
Oh, wow, this is a decider. One all.
This is exciting.
Oh, gosh.
Which one to go for? Okay, good luck. Namesy buzzes nice and quick. Zach, audio guy, get ready to be the judge on this if it's quick.
Limo.
I am home by a mile.
I don't even, hear it. No,
what?
I feel like Cozzy needs a handicap.
Are you joking?
Yeah, I feel it was Cozzy.
Come on.
All right, Cozzy, what is it?
I wouldn't lie if it wasn't me first. It was me ahead by an inch.
Yeah.
And that is because I'm just one of the most lovable family guys you're going to come across.
Oh, it's Family Guy.
Family Guy.
See,
wow.
I
would have
got that.
Geez, I'm fast. Even though I drink, see,
I want the judges to go back and verify.
All right.
You know what, guys? I drink a fair bit, and sometimes I worry that it cooks my brain. But this competition makes me think, what I'm doing is just fine.
No, no, all right, well done. That's 9 for Cozzy.
Oh, God.
Back, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.